And this is where the people of the world, in trying to understand this, you know, why people do things, this is where they get it all wrong. Because Yahweh has no position, or at most, very little position in their views. They just don't get it. Look back in Proverbs 8 again. I just want to read right down at the very last two verses about wisdom once again. You know, wisdom cries out. Proverbs 8, 22 and 23. No, I'm sorry, 35 and 36. For he who finds me, that's wisdom, finds life and obtains favor from Yahweh. But he who sins against me injures himself. All those who hate me love death. Well, once again, how can we say this is Yahshua? Because Yahshua told us that it was him. Look in chapter 14. John chapter 14, beginning with verse 1. John 14, 1. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in Yahweh. Believe also in me. Have faith. Faith is so important. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Yahshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is what wisdom says. I am the life. And this wisdom is a personification of Yahshua, the life. No man, no one comes to the Father but through me. We cannot get closer to Yahweh but by going through Yahshua. And Yahshua is wisdom personified. So if we really want to get closer to Yahweh, if we feel like there's some kind of separation in any way between us and him, get in the scriptures. Look. Seek to understand the words that are here. Look in, as I stated before, we're in a constant state of decay. The result is that evil constantly exists throughout the earth. The evil of man's heart and the continuing example of man's inhumanity or man towards man are prolific around us. Once again, back in the book of Genesis, this time chapter 6, because we want to look at just briefly a couple of examples here of how of this wickedness within man's heart and how it just continues to grow and becomes worse and worse and worse. And we know what happened during the time of Noah. Genesis 6, verse 1. Now it came about when men began to multiply on the face of the land and daughters were born to them, that the sons of Elohim saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves whomever they chose. Then Yahweh said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he is also flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were in the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of Elohim came into the garden, into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Then Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Can you imagine that? Every intent of the thought of the heart was only on wickedness and evil. You think of Hitler, and that was what he did all day long. You think of Stalin, and that's what he did all day long. These people today who commit these acts, as they get closer to the time, you get this impression that they're just consumed with whatever it is they're about to do. And it reminds you of this, on evil and wickedness all day long, continually. Yahweh was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. It grieved Yahweh because of this wickedness. Yahweh said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, from man to animals to creeping things and to birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of Yahweh. Yahweh saw it differently. And he saw in Noah some of himself. He saw in Noah a man who was, in fact, like him.